something that's it's been a long season, but it's long overdue. We've deserved it, and it's about time these fans got a bit of celebration at this ground. It's just, I just wish that this stadium was like this every single week. The four stands are open and the fans are right behind us. It's a great day.
What was it like playing out there today? Because it's almost been the perfect afternoon.
Yeah, the first half was a bit nervy, but the second...
He just showed what we can do. The gaffer says this at half-time, we've got to pick up the pace, get everything a bit quicker, and we've done that, and look what happened, we managed to win 5-0.
What an afternoon, and a fantastic afternoon for you as captain as well in your first season.
Yeah, I've only just turned 24, and I'm obviously still quite young, and to be honest, the hairs were standing up the back of my neck, going up as captain at a young age, and at a senior club, and lifting the trophy, and... But that's just on behalf of everybody. We just want to thank everybody involved at the club. There's a lot of unsung heroes in the background, like the kit man, the masseurs, people who work day in, day out. And this is for everybody involved at Swindon.
Well done to you, Paul. Many congratulations.
Cheers.
Thanks a lot. They were singing this chorus of "There's Only One Paul Caddis" in the background of that. I understand the reference to me earlier was that I might be in goal for the charity game on Wednesday. Of course, there will be that Wiltshire Air Ambulance fundraiser on Wednesday night, and then next Sunday it is the promotion party on the pitch, 12 till 7, when the fans can legitimately come on the pitch. Right, they're posing for another picture. Oliver Rissa has got the jester's hat on. Matt Ritchie is draped in the red and white flag. Alan McCormack has somehow got baby Olivia Rose down there at the age of just 2 weeks. 2 weeks old. That's amazing. Alan, just a quick word. Is that baby Olivia Rose?
This is, the famous, I think, Olivia Rose at the moment after a couple of weeks ago. So it's been a very good couple of weeks. So, yeah, very privileged to have her on the pitch with me.
I love Daddy on her pink bonnet there. Something to tell her about in years to come.
Yeah, we got a little short down underneath, which unfortunately, because of the weather, she can't wear it. So, but I thought I'd take her on. I know she's not going to remember that, but take her on. Then I get some photos and say you were there that day, so it's a little privilege for me.
Sleeping now, what's she like at home?
Yeah, she's great at home, yeah, she's brilliant at home. She does the same thing, except when she wants to feed, and then she lets you know. She's got a good set of lungs on her, so yeah, just an amazing moment at the time, so we're loving every minute.
Sure, congratulations today, Alan, and well done on the season. That's Alan McCormack, Swindon Town stand-in skipper. Chris, let's bring in Matt Ritchie, who set the ball rolling today.
Matt, what a start, what a goal.
What's happening, Wisey?
What a fantastic goal that was.
Oh, yeah, it's a little bit lucky. I just smashed it towards goal and luckily went in the top corner.
Don't tell me it was lucky. You hit it really well.
Yeah, no, I did hit it well. But it was a great move. Cads and John, I think, linked up down the right. And then luckily enough, I was on the end of it in the box and managed to put it in the net.
It was a tight game up to that point, so it needed an explosion, a bit of quality to open it up a bit.
Yeah, it was a tight game, but I think we had the better of the game and... We didn't really, we created a lot of chances and